This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Well, we might have a horrible road record, but we're 1-0 at home, and I'll take that. Welcome to the program, Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray Lytle, along with the one and only Gully.
Howdy.
Gully.
Cubs a home opener today, my friend. I know you could care less about baseball, but today's game was a good one. Hit a lot of
That's
home
like
runs. A lot of home runs today. Exciting. Exciting baseball
game. Good news. Run is good.
Yeah.
I take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Home run is... Yes. Yes. A home run's like a goal.
Okay, then.
You know how
good,
your
then.
Sport, when they kick the ball and it goes into the net?
Yes.
It's like baseball. Where they, except they'll hit the ball and it goes out of the park.
Yeah, but don't you get points for, like, stopping and then getting all the way around?
What?
Well,
you get runs.
The bases.
You don't get points. You get runs.
Okay, so
you get a run anytime you get a batter. Anytime a batter crosses home plate, they get a run.
So do you get any more for doing it in one foul swoop?
No, it's just one run. But it's more fun. It's more fun when it is hit out like that.
Okay.
It really is. It really is more fun when it's hit out of the ballpark.
It looks good.
Yeah. So, Cubs won their home opener. I think the Cardinals won their home opener, too. In fact, I think Albert Pujols hit another home run. Albert Pujols is this guy who plays for the Cardinals who's got, like, I think he's already got 5 home runs.
Cool.
And I think they've only played, like, 6 or 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, you usually don't hit them that much. Like, my Cubs, I think we got somebody with 2. Yeah, and that's a pretty big deal.
So it's kind of like Everton. The people that are meant to score the goals don't. With Everton, it's goals from elsewhere that counts. So it's spread about the team. So it's like that with the Cubs.
All I know is we won today. It's all I care about.
Oh well, that'll do.
All I care is we actually won today. So I will take it. You know what I mean? I'm excited about winning. There you go. So, welcome. Because I was watching the game all day, all right? Because I was watching the game, I did nothing else.
It's allowed.
I was going to write a bunch of stuff. I got nothing written.
It's always I got nothing Monday, isn't it, really? Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is. It's a nothing. It's another, what did you say? I got nothing Monday?
Yep. That's what it should be called.
I got nothing going on. But I did. It was weird. My little brother stopped by a few minutes ago, right? And him and the UPS guy showed up at the same time. UPS guy was dropping off new PS3.
Cool.
Remember the story of the PS3 and my PS3 got, I thought it was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out what they did is they ripped the innards out. They put a brand new innards in, so it's alive. It's alive!
So it's the fat PS3?
Yeah. It's working. I mean, well, they put what they explain it. The thing they sent, they basically put brand new insides in.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like they gutted it.
So eBay then?
Yeah, but it's weird. But Gully, it's weird. It's the same bottom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a brand new top.
What's the use? Why didn't he just, like, give you a new one?
Well, but it's like they... You know what? It's almost like what they did was they took a brand. It's like they took a brand new one and lowered it into the body of my old one. I'm serious.
Like swapping,
I don't know how to describe
swapping
it.
An engine.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. That's what they did.
Swapping the engine of the car.
But it's brand new, and in fact, they're so confident it's fixed that there's another warranty with it.
How long did you get on that?
Like another year.
That's about the same you get on a new one.
Yeah, all. So I don't know what to do.
Sell it.
Yeah.
That's like me with 2 phones.
Well, but my little brother's right here, and my little brother was here. He left. He wanted to leave before we went on the air. He didn't want to be in trouble for being seen. So what happened was, he's like, hell, I'll give you 200 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that I can get more. But my brothers are, you know, he was willing to do it today before I went to, before I started selling it.
Sounds like my brother.
Yeah, he wanted to get it before I listed
got better money.
Yeah.
Exactly what my brother was after.
Somebody
today.
Else offered me big money.
Yep. Well, I, you know I have two phones at the moment.
Yeah, you got a Palm Pre and an iPhone.
Yeah, so I was going to sell the Palm Pre because, you know, I've got two phones, one SIM card, and no money. So it makes sense to sell one.
Sure,
so
yeah.
My brother was making obscene offers today. Funnily enough, underpriced as well.
Yeah, I'll give you $20 for it, or £20 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a fairly silly offer.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do. That's what brothers do.
Yep.
Well, first they try to talk you out of it for free.
Yeah.
My brother goes, well, you don't need two of them. You want me to hold on to one for you? Yeah, I want you to hold it. Yeah, I want you to hold on to it. That's what I want.
Yeah, this has no purpose
myself,
in my life.
I hope Bodine can hold on to my PS3 for me.
No purpose. Just take it.
I was just saying, I hope he can hold on to it. So either I'm going to put one in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Go for movies.
And, and watch movies and play video games with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or sell it. I haven't decided yet.
Mm.
Either way, I think it's going to my bedroom tonight.
Nice movie in bed. Can't be bad.
Yeah. I had a good day, though. I had a good day. My wife let me sleep in today.
Cool.
Because every morning, I wake up early, and I get my daughter ready for school and take her to school. You know, I do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a late night for me last night. I stayed up and did some stuff. But I was still going to wake up anyway with my daughter. So my wife let me sleep in. She said I was so tired this morning, she turned off my alarm and let me sleep. So I wake up. I wake up like 9 o'clock. I'm like, where the hell is everybody? And they're all gone. Which usually I'm up like 7, you know. I got 2 hours extra sleep. And then it's opening day. So opening day tradition, my wife will come home for lunch. And we eat lunch together and watch the beginning of the Cubs game. So it was very nice. It was really nice. You know, we had just a great day. Then the day got better when the Cubs actually won the game. So I don't care what happened. Listen, it's going to take a lot to ruin my mood today. But I will allow you all to try.
I don't know if you get this. I'm sure you get the same thing, but does your mom regularly call you in the middle of a show?
Oh, that's, well, listen, there's the well, other. Yeah. She, you know, I got a whole story with my mom, too.
Well, she's calling me now, as you can hear.
Yeah. Well, my mother, it's interesting you mentioned mothers, because mine actually came in today. Almost ruined the day. She calls me during the Cubs game. And says, hits me with this whole, my car is making a funny noise, I don't know, you know, blah, 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 you know, big. I don't know what, the car is, I'm going to go to your house and switch cars, okay? Mm-hmm. So she calls and leaves this rambling message on my phone.
Okay, well, I've just got the gist of, right? I answered the phone and said, Mom, I'm doing the show. I can't talk now. She starts to continue. You know when you put the blue disc in the front of the computer?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was like, no, Mom, I can't
you're
talk
her,
now.
You're like, listen, I'm on the show. She keeps yapping, right?
Yep. She is not concerned of what I am doing. And when I first said, I'm doing the show, her first reply was, shut up. And then she continued to say what she needed to say.
I am talking. So then she expects you to tell to go over whatever thing she's got going on, which, by the way, is some kind of computer error caused by her.
Yes, indeed.
It's UE. It's a user error, I'm sure.
Yes, every time.
So I get to say, so my mom calls today. She leaves this message on my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my wife says she's going to come home from work for lunch. She'll come home, watch the game with me, and, you know, it's just nice to see her. So I sleep in like I told you. Excuse me. I was up very late. I slept in. So I decide, you know what? I'm like, my wife's going to come home. I'm going to get a shower. I was going to shave, but if you're watching on the camera, you obviously see I didn't shave.
No, neither did I.
But I was, you know, but I cleaned myself up. I was going to wash the hair and get myself all clean because I didn't want to be a slob. I was actually going to put cologne on and get myself, you know, looking somewhat nice for when my wife came home. So she's supposed to be coming home. And so what happens is I end up going to take a shower.
You got to be clean.
Yes.
No one wants sweaty ball sack.
Absolutely. So I go to take a shower, right? And I'm in the bathroom naked. All right.
Of course. Unless you shower with your clothes on, because that would be weird if
and
you did.
And I do not, actually.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
I'm keeping it real.
I'm keeping it real for the peeps.
I'm keeping it real for the shower peeps.
For shizzle.
So I'm naked. I just get off the toilet. Which I don't know. I don't understand why I'm doing this, but I'm on the toilet, okay? And I'm getting ready to take a shower, but for some reason, I go to wash my hands. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. In other words, I don't understand why I'm washing my hands, considering I'm getting ready to go into the shower.
It's a force of habit.
Yeah, I don't. Because it would make
slightly strange, but
it,
you know,
wouldn't it make sense to, you know, to I'm going into the shower. Why would I wash my hands? But I'm doing it, and I hear my dog bark, like somebody's home, right? So that means somebody's home. So I'm thinking it's my wife.
Okay.
So I'm in the shower. I got the shower going. It's heating up. I'm at the sink brushing my teeth. And I think my wife has just walked into the house, right?
Okay.
So I open up the bathroom door. I go to poke my head out of the door. And I'm basically going to scream, "Hey, I'm naked. Why don't you come join me in the shower?"
As you do.
So I yell out in a real sexy voice, "Hey, I'm naked." And I'm just about to scream, "Why don't you get in here and join me in the shower?" And I hear, and all of a sudden, "Hi, honey."
Oh, no.
"I'm borrowing your car." I'm like,
"Run away."
I'm closing the door, locking it.
Closing the windows and hiding behind the shower curtain.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't just throw the door all the way open, stand there naked.
Just stand there with your hands on your hips like, what do you think?
Oh, my God. I honestly thought it was my wife. You know, thank God I was going to scream. I was going to scream. "Why don't you get your ass in the shower with me?" You know what I mean? I was going to...
That would just be weird.
Thank God. But by the way, I actually scream out, "Hey, baby, I'm naked," you know. And my mother, it's like, it's no big deal to her.
She just gets on with it?
She's not the least bit rattled. "Oh, hi, honey. I'm borrowing your car. How are you?"
Well, luckily, for me, my mother has this strict policy of only visiting you once when you move in a place, and the second time when you have a child. So she's already seen me once now. So until I have kids, that's it.
Up. Thank God. I wish mine had that rule.
It wasn't really a rule, but that's all she ever seems to do. She never visits me sister, who lives just like across the street. So it's. Yeah. What she does.
I wish mine had that rule. She's over here more than she's over at her place. She only lives down the street.
You need to move.
I cannot believe she's in. I mean,
And she got a key.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad move.
Yeah. She just let herself in.
That's a bad move.
She just lets herself in and grabs my and takes my car.
Next time you want to stand there in the naked sense with your junk out, put the door on the snip.
I gotta tell you something. Well, but I had no idea she was coming over.
But that's you have to make
I
sure in future. I thought
100% it was going to be my wife.
Well, you can never be sure.
And
no.
Then, by the way, how weird? How is it? How strange is it that she didn't think it was weird that I was talking sexy, going, "I'm naked," you know? Oh, hi, honey. Like it's just normal conversation, which leads me to believe she doesn't listen to a single thing I say. She doesn't listen.
No. After a certain age, people stop.
She doesn't listen. Doesn't listen to anything.
Because I know for a fact that my conversation with my mum, if she speaks to me later about fixing the computer, will be like, "So how'd you do that then?" I'll explain to her how to do
it. Yeah, they don't listen to that.
And then at the end of the conversation, it will incur, will you come here and fix it? So, you know, what's the point of the conversation? I'll just come down and fix it, shall I?
It's horrible.
Yes.
Horrible. Mothers are just...
They can be a blight.
Yeah, they're horrible. They really don't listen.
No.
I mean, they don't even attempt to listen.
No. They don't even try and hide
no.
the fact they're not listening. They just do it blatantly in front of you. Oh, that's nice, dear. And, you know, they're not listening because
exactly.
they're reading a paper or something.
They don't care.
No, of course they don't.
Yeah, so that's what I went through today. And you talk about just, oh, man. I got to be honest, that'll rattle you.
Just a bit.
Mistaking your mother for your wife. Oh, my God. It will
see, if you got yourself worked up a little more, that could have turned into a really bad situation.
Oh, I know. Listen, if I'd have really thought that, I mean, that's quite disturbing.
It is. That could warp you for life.
I know. I could really be bothered by this whole thing. I mean, really.
Mentally scarred.
Yep.
And your mother wouldn't notice. She just wouldn't notice.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
No.
No, she doesn't care. She's like, "Hi, honey." It's no big deal. Like, it's no big deal to her.
No, mine would probably just call me a knobhead, and then that would be it.
No, not mine. She's...
Oh, mothers.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you can't kill them.
Horrible. this is something. This could have scarred me for life.
She'd never understand.
It seriously could have. I mean, this could have scarred me for all of existence. I could have been scarred. You know what I mean? Don't you think this could have really scarred me?
I think so.
Hold on. We're playing a commercial here. Forgive me. Premieres April 20th at 10. Thank you. On Spike. Thank you, Spike TV.
Let's send us some money.
Appreciate that. Yeah, send me a little money.
Yeah, a bit of cash.
I'm trying to show you the new setup.
Ah.
That's what I'm trying to, you know, show you how I got it set up now.
Mine's changed as well.
Yeah. I've got the camera now, or I've got all the stuff over here.
Mm-hmm. I just see my fat head.
Yeah, so I can see you. If I can get it put in. See? So I see you right there.
It's Please don't poke everybody. Me in the face.
Yeah. It's Gully right there. It's got an itch. Hold on. There you go, Gully. There you go. Yeah,
well,
so I've got that guy. I've sort of switched some stuff around in here.
I got a second monitor from me brother, so I've got two monitors.
I'm working. That's what I'm doing. I'm working two monitors now.
It doesn't like me computer's got one graphics card in. So it's a mighty graphics card, but with two monitors, it doesn't like HD, sadly.
Because I can now do... Because remember I was trying to do... we were trying to go to Chat Roulette.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing, is Gully and I try to interview people on Chat Roulette.
Since the no penis law has come into effect, I'm sure it's pretty
because
boring.
We want to see if, you know, if people are actually following the no penis on Chat Roulette thing.
The no penis clause?
Yeah.
How can they possibly ban porn from the internet, though? Let's be honest. It's well, a silly thing to try.
They're not banning porn. They're basically saying, they're just telling people, hey, you know, stop being a pervert on Chat. I mean, what they're doing is they're telling people to stop being pervs on Chat Roulette. That's all it is.
It's not like they can stop them.
So we wanted to go on Chat Roulette and interview people if we can find them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. So I'm trying to find people on Chat Roulette that'll talk to us.
Just interview Sean Balint. I'm sure he goes on there.
And especially people who are not showing their private parts.
Well, it's all about the genitalia on there, unfortunately.
So I'm on Chat Roulette right now. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got our audio cranked up to where they'll be able to hear us, and we should be able to hear them. So it's just a case of finding someone to interview. And then what I'll do is I'll click next over and over again, and we'll see if, in fact, we can go through without seeing any nudity.
Yes. The first penis we see.
So the first thing that I bring up has nudity on it.
Oh, see? Well, there you go.
But it's a picture of a woman that's naked with a website on top of her.
Ah, so now they're so trying to spam you with
it. It's some kind of ad. Yeah, it's some kind of Chat Roulette spam. So they have Chat Roulette spam now. So there we go. And here is someone who, obviously, there was some guy with just his midsection or something. I don't know what was going on. Now here's two guys that look normal.
Hello, normality.
They look to like two normal guys. No penises. They're not naked. They seem to just be normal guys. Can you guys hear me? Do they have their mics on or anything? I don't know what. They were speaking some foreign language. And there is someone playing with themselves. Okay, so we.
So we've concluded of the past few seconds that this law is.
We
broken.
Went into four cameras and we saw only four in, and we saw an illegal penis.
Well, there you
after
go.
Only being four cameras.
So maybe that gets them going even more. The fact that, you know, their illegal penis is on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Breaking the law.
So we went four in, saw an illegal thing. And still nobody to interview.
I don't really want to interview a penis.
Well, I would, but wouldn't it be good if someone talked to us, you know, while they were...
It'd make a change for masturbation.
If we could interview someone while they were masturbating, just ask them what they're thinking of. Like, why are you choosing to do this on Chat Roulette? Why can't you just do that like everybody else in the shower?
Yeah, or can't you just go to, YouPorn or something?
Yeah. Why do you feel the need to publicly play with yourself? It's very odd.
Does it turn you on that guys and girls are looking
at
your penis?
I have no idea. Like, here is just...
what I'd like to know.
Like, I see someone now, I just see a floating hand.
Ooh.
So this is... I've now gone to seven different cameras. We've only seen one... we've seen one nude penis. But I think another guy was preparing to take one out, but...
Nude penis.
And we've interviewed nobody. We've interviewed nobody.
So you've seen a nude penis. Have you ever seen a dress penis, with a suit on?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Wearing a lovely suit. Yeah.
I don't know. So
the Sunday best.
Let's see if we can. Hello, will you talk to us? Hello. I don't think this person doesn't have their microphone on. Let's go to the next one. We just want to find somebody to talk to on Chat Roulette. And the thing is I would show the camera on the show, but then I don't want everybody, you know. But you can't do it on Chat Roulette. Like, there we go. There was another one. So, Gully, 10 cameras. We've seen three penises out of 10 cameras.
I think we should have the three penis strike law and, you know.
11.
Maybe three too many.
There's 12 cameras. I don't know what's going on there. I just see an arm.
Oh, please don't be grabbing your
and
penis
still no
in any
one
way.
And still no one to talk to. Hello, are you there? Will you hello, speak to us. Nobody there. I hit next before that person. It looked like they were getting ready to pull something out.
They're about to whip out the tackle.
And there's an actual girl, but not, I think it might be one of those ones where they show a girl, but it's not really a girl. It's like a video of a girl, but it's not the person that you're actually watching.
And when it gets to the interesting bit next, right. Bam, there's a penis.
Right. There was some guy that looked like Tiger Woods a second ago. Now there's a guy with tattoos all over him. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
I mean, this guy's got a lot of tattoos. He looks like Jesse James would have sex with him.
It's going to stop you getting a job.
Let me show you this guy. I'm not sure, but I think that Sandra Bullock's husband would have sex with this guy.
What's with the dorky glasses and the tattoos?
I don't know.
Is he a teacher
make
and a
up,
tattoo
it's
artist?
Like, it's like, make up your mind. Make up your mind with your look.
Yeah, dork or biker.
Now, there is a girl, but I don't know if it's actually a girl in one of those videos. Hello, are you there? Hello. I think it's a... I mean, you know what do they call that? When you show a fake picture of somebody that's not you and you're trying to talk to people or trying to get people, you know.
Isn't that egg shen like that?
I don't know. Hello? Nobody will interview. No, we can't find anybody to talk to today. Hello, are you there?
That's unfortunate.
Yes, hello. There's a guy.
Hello, guy.
There's another penis. All right. There's another one.
Oh,
hello,
come
are you, can
on
you hear
now.
Us? Oh, man, I'd love to get one of those guys to talk.
Mr. Masturbator?
Yeah, I'd love to get one. I just want to know what's going through their heads.
I really don't want to think of what's going through their heads.
We just got three in a row. Oh, here's a normal-looking guy. I see a normal guy. No, now he's gone. We had like a normal guy there for a second, Gully.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Better than a penis.
Yeah. Here's a normal-looking guy. Nope, he sort of... No, now he's... Well, you don't want to see him.
Now
hey,
like
Scott.
There we go. Hey, can you hear us?
What?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Chat Roulette person.
Damn it. Hello, can you hear us? Hello?
No, he's off to play with his penis.
Hello. I don't know. This guy is like, sort of looks like a Jedi. He's got some kind of, I don't know what he's wearing. It looks like a robe or something. Hello, are you there?
Might be a monk.
Yeah. It could be a monk. It's a monk or a Jedi. Hello.
Yeah, on chat roulette.
Can you hear us?
Hello. Let's hope he doesn't get his lightsaber out. I don't want to be seeing that.
The last time we did this, I think we were like three people in and they talked to us. I can't get anybody to talk to us now. Here's a guy picking his nose. Hey, welcome. How are you?
Watch my penis, you
know. Now, they're looking at us, but they're not actually talking. I just want somebody to talk.
It's not difficult. Just
I don't
open
know.
Your mouth. And
why won't somebody let us interview you, for God's sake?
It seems easier for someone to open the fly than open the mouth.
There must be a lot of people in Europe, because I'm getting a lot of people where it's dark. You know. Hello, are you there? Hello, person who needs a haircut.
And they sound like they're in a submarine.
Yeah. It's seems to be a kid who needs a haircut, and he's topless for some reason.
Put your top on and cut your hair.
Hello. Oh, no, he's gone. There's another topless guy. you know, I do get, when they're topless, I'm a little worried. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the camera could just go drink, and there
well, you know, that's not the only thing that doesn't have clothes on it, is the chest.
It's the unclothed penis.
Right. You know the camera's going to pan down at any second.
Yep.
That's what scares you about chat roulette.
What scares me is in a few years when everything's 3D, imagine chat roulette.
Oh, God. I don't want to see chat roulette in 3D.
No. Seriously.
The last thing in the world I want to see.
I don't want to get poked in the eye with a penis, I'll be honest. It's not something I'd look forward to.
How could he? I mean, because everybody would be wearing the stupid glasses.
Yeah, we don't look like idiots.
Exactly.
Now, what would be comical, though, if they had a penis with the glasses on, just resting on
the ball?
That'd
be funny, yes.
Yeah, that would be funny. Like, draw some little eyes. Yeah,
3D.
3D penis.
There's some guy smoking. Hello, can you hear us? No, nobody will stay on long enough for us to interview him. Hello. That guy was in the bathroom.
They're all real men.
There was a guy sitting on the toilet with his laptop a second ago. Hello. Hello. How are you? Hello. Topless person. Hello.
Put your top on.
I heard him talking. He seems to have frozen up. They see us and they freak out. You know what I mean? It's like they freak out because they tell we're doing a show or something. Because they see the whole call the show and the number and all that stuff. So people kind of freak out.
You need to put like a picture of a man with the top off.
Right. I should have I could have a woman. I should put a picture of a hot woman.
Then they talk to
us.
And then quickly flip it.
And show us so we can interview them.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do that. Let's try three more cameras, and then we're going to move on.
I'd say we'll find one penis in these three.
We just can't get anybody to talk to us. So there's one. It was a woman. It was a video, though. I don't think it was real. All right. Here's number two. It's some guy. Looks like Seth Rogen, actually. Sitting alone in what looks like a dorm room. Hello.
Hello.
No. The guy looked like Seth Rogen. I think Seth Rogen was on Chat Roulette.
Let's hope he doesn't get his penis out.
Oh, my God. The Green Hornet is on Chat Roulette. Hello. Oh, no. Did you hear that noise? I heard
it sounds like a toilet flushing.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear us? Chat Roulette person, hello. Hello, can you hear me? Obviously, they cannot. Goodbye, Seth Rogen. We must find someone else to try to talk to. We would just like to interview somebody.
Yes. Please don't blight us with your penis.
So the last time we did this, we were very fortunate. We got none today.
Well, it's these new laws that have come into effect. Yeah, it seems to have created the opposite of what they expected.
Well, you think it freaked people out?
No, it made more penises per click. It's the illegal
factor.
Well,
we've seen like, what have we seen, like five of them maybe?
Yeah, that's five too many.
I'll be honest, it does seem like a lot of people we're seeing are from Europe. Well, you know, I've seen a lot of people with like rugs hanging on the wall. I don't know what that means, but
That happens a lot in Europe.
Like a lot of American friends have rugs hanging on the wall.
They're like not proper rugs. They're like ornamental.
Yeah.
You hang them on the wall.
Like almost tapestry-like.
Yeah, and they look stupid.
And there's another guy with his hand down his pants. Well, that's one.
Oh.
Hello. God, I'd really like to. I'd like to interview somebody. Actually, you know, up to no good.
Whack them one off.
Hello, can you hear me? Talk to us.
Come on. Be brave.
Yes, hello. We're looking for somebody to interview on Chat Roulette. Are you there? Hello. This is some kind of spam. Yeah, this is like a spam thing.
Penis spam.
It's a video of some girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to talk us. You know what I mean? It's like, you can tell it's some type of spam, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The spammers have got it.
All we've seen so far are like penises and spam. We're not getting anybody to actually talk to. We don't see like
you know what?
Anyone normal.
It would take a lot less courage just to talk than get your penis out and give it a bash.
One would think.
Yeah.
Why one would think that the easier thing... One would think it'd be easier to just do an interview. Hello.
Yeah, just talk.
Hey, can you hear us?
Hello.
Well, I'm going to give up. We got nobody. Nobody's talking. Nobody will talk to us today, Gully. We'll have to move on.
We're not a hot chick, right? Yeah. We need to get a picture of a hot chick.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need to have a woman here helping us. And then maybe people will talk to us. Then they talk to us. They can't get anybody to interview with us today. There's somebody listening to the TV or something.
Turn the TV low and be Hello. Talking to us.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I don't know. At least concentrate on what you're doing.
For God's sakes, what are you doing? You're watching TV and chat roulette at the
same Multitasking?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, they're watching TV, watching chat roulette, and masturbating.
We must have
a lot of work goes into that. Let me get out of this. There's another guy. Oh, good Lord. There we go. I don't know.
They might as well just call it penis roulette, right. To be honest. That's all you're getting.
So they put new laws on chat roulette that say you're not supposed to be doing certain things. No nudity, no playing with yourself. And now, a couple weeks ago, these laws were not into effect. And we went to chat roulette. And to be honest, we didn't see a lot of stuff.
True.
We didn't see much of anything. Now we go into there with the new laws into effect. And we see more people breaking the rules now than we saw last time we were in there.
Well, it's difficult to enforce. Is there really going to be a chat roulette?
But, dude, it's like the rules made it worse, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's not like they can have a penis police at chat roulette, is it? Come on. How are they going to do that exactly?
I don't
have one guy sitting in every of the 20,000 cameras looking for penises. That's a really bad job.
Well, as jobs go, yeah.
Unless you like penises.
As jobs go, that doesn't sound like a very good one.
Unless you like penises. Joe might like it.
Yeah, well, maybe Joe will. You're right. Speaking of Joe, he blew us off last week again. He was supposed to take the quiz, remember?
He was on chat roulette.
And he did not show up.
Typical.
It was a shock.
There's beers to be drunk. Joe will be there.
By the way, the weather beautiful again in Central Illinois.
Very nice here, too. Yeah.
You got nice weather in Liverpool.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Oh, good.
It's finally starting to show that it might be warm this summer.
That's awesome.
Yep, I might even go to the beach tomorrow.
Well, look at that. I'm very happy for you. And how far do you live from the beach?
I can see the beach from my bedroom, and I haven't been there this year.
Wow. Really? You can actually look out your window and you see the beach.
Well, I'm not really that close. I'm about, you know, like 20 minutes from the actual beach, but I can see the beach from my bedroom, yeah.
Wow. Wait, how tall of a building do you live?
It's, say, two stories, but the fairly high ceiling, so it's, you know, I'm up there in height.
So you're on the second floor?
Yeah.
And you can look
I'm
out.
Right at the top.
You can look out and see the beach from where you live.
Yep.
Although it takes you
I can see all the ships coming in.
Although it takes you 20 minutes to walk there.
Yeah.
Why would it take you if you could see it from your room? Why does it take you 20 minutes? I don't get it.
Well, there's as you get onto the actual road that leads to the beach, there's there's a small boating lake, and there's a big path that winds its way around to the actual shore. So that's why it takes so long.
Mm. Seems like a lot of work, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's worth it. Especially when it's hot weather. Girls in Liverpool like to wear less and less.
If anybody feels like, if you feel like calling in, by all means, you can do so. It is 217-883-4667. I did receive email. And one of them was a good one, saying that the reason they don't call the show is because they listen over their phone and they can't call the show, which does make sense. In order to call the show, and my wife said the same thing. They said in order to call the show, you have to stop listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the, you know, you gotta turn off the show, especially if you got an iPhone. You gotta get out of the app, go to the phone, dial it up. then call, and you can't hear the show while you're calling.
Well, that would make sense which that makes, you wouldn't want to hear
which
it.
Which makes sense, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to call and talk on a topic, you wouldn't know what we're talking about if you're calling the show, because then you couldn't hear it.
Ah, well, if you have an iPhone soon, that might be rectified with the old multitasking.
Yeah.
Which will be appearing fairly soon.
I hope so.
But not if you have a 3G, because Steve Jobs hates you.
Well, I hear that that's what they're doing, though, right? They're going to make it to where you could use your... You can... If you got an app that plays media or something, it will still play while you're...
Mm-hmm.
You know.
While you're doing something else.
And by the way, listener Skip sent me an email, and I want to read this one. Ray, thought you guys would like to know about this. Since I downloaded the Stitcher app, I have been unable to get the current program. This is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he downloaded Stitcher, and he doesn't get the daily program. All he gets is the program from the day he downloaded the application.
Okay, that's weird.
So his concern is, he's like, how do I, you know, what do I do? So he sent an email to the Stitcher people. And the guy from Stitcher actually sent an email back to him.
Well, that's nice.
And says, your specific BlackBerry, the version of Stitcher for your BlackBerry does not update while the app is running.
Hmm.
This is being addressed in a future version of the app. This flaw is being addressed in a future version of the app. In the meantime, what you need to do is exit out of the app by pressing the menu key from the home screen.
Okay.
And selecting exit from the menu. So if you have a BlackBerry, if you have a BlackBerry, you need to go to the menu key and exit out of the Stitcher app. Then the next time you start the Stitcher app, your program will be updated.
Cool.
Do you understand? So if you have Stitcher on BlackBerry, you need to go to your menu screen and exit out of the Stitcher app daily, and it will update your show for you. See, I've got the iPhone, so the Stitcher app is fairly easy on iPhone.
Yeah, I've got it on both the iPhone and the Palm Pre, which is good to see that they actually support the Palm Pre, because not a lot of people own one, I'll be honest. And it's good that they support them.
It's pretty good. I mean, the way it works on iPhone is pretty cool. I mean, there's the show right now on Stitcher, so.
That's cool. It's good the fact that they actually get back to you over the email, because a lot of people just ignore you, basically. So
Skip sent me an email saying, Ray, I thought a lot of your listeners would want to know about this. If you have a BlackBerry and you have it and you're unable to get more than just the program you had when you downloaded it, make sure that you exit out and it will update.
Cool.
So there you go. Skip wanted to pass it along. Skip, thank you so much. I think it's awesome. I like when you guys pass along information like that to people. Of course, how are they going to hear this information if they can't figure out how to download it?
Right? That is a problem.
I figure those of you who can't get it, then you're not going to hear this anyway.
Yep, so it's useless.
Right.
It just gets skipped to email everybody. Right.
So we're trying to help everybody out, but
we can't.
Yeah, I guess we really can't.
We've been beaten by technology yet again.
I don't know. Oh, well.
What can you do?
Yeah. So if you think about it. So I do tend to try to give people tips on how to fix. Like earlier when we were having problems with the audio-only feed.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling people to hold on. I was fixing it without realizing that, well, of course they can't hear me. You know,
you were saying to me, Gully's freaking out. Yeah. Except I couldn't hear it until I actually enabled the sound.
What happened is I redid the desk. Okay.
Uh huh.
I rehooked up some computers. I I was using one computer, but I loaned it out to some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. All right. So I had to take another computer and put it in the place and blah, blah, blah. And while doing that, I sort of rebooted the main broadcast computer. So all the settings were off. So the audio only feed wasn't working. You could not hear me. People listening couldn't hear me. Like a bunch of people went to the chat room right at 5:30. There was nothing on. They didn't know what was going on. You know what I mean? Like, there's people who's going to find out there's a podcast and go, "What? You did a show?" Huh? But it was my fault.
Except them people with BlackBerrys, of course.
And the thing is, I noticed it. And so what do? I go to the microphone and I go, "Okay," and this is honest to God, this is before the show started, I actually said, "For you people that can't hear me, just hold on. I'm..." He's ridiculous that I'm telling them, "You people that can't hear me, hold on, I'm fixing it," is what I said.
It's like they were in the room.
Yeah, it makes
sense. They weren't listening.
By the way, none of them could hear me.
It made sense to you, kind of.
I'm so retarded sometimes. Right, we'll be back in Vanilla Gorilla, not here. I don't know where he is today.
That's very strange.
But we need news. Today is when we need some news.
It's true. We need news.
All right, we'll try to find someone when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends. You can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield.
All right. All right, man. What do we got going on in the world?
So we're going to need a new Supreme Court justice in the United States.
What happened?
We had a Supreme Court justice. They're retired. 90 years old.
Wow, well, that's a good innings.
And I guess the guy was thinking of... I guess he was thinking of retiring like around in the 90s when Clinton was in office.
Surely 90 is a little too old.
He's like a liberal. This is a liberal judge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he was in his 80s, and from what I understand, he was... This guy had every intention to retire when Clinton was in office, but then he thought, okay, well, Clinton's doing so good. And Bill Clinton, when he was president of the United States, he started out kind of slow, but he really picked up steam near the end of his presidential run, you know. The country was really, really going smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Even people like me who weren't fans of him when he first got elected, we got turned and became fans of his by the end of his run. And he couldn't mm-hmm. run again, and his vice president was a guy named Al Gore, and Al Gore was going to run. And everybody said, well, unless Al Gore is just a horrible, horrible candidate, there's no way he's going to lose. So, and I think that this Supreme Court justice thought the same thing. He's like, well, I'll be in my 80s, and I'll retire when Gore's there, and Gore can get a new liberal judge on the bench. Well, what happened was, people really, really underestimated how horrible Al Gore was. they underestimated just how boring an individual Al Gore was. You know,
I can't see why.
Yeah, they didn't realize how boring a person he could be, and how terrible a campaigner he was, and just how bad a candidate he was for president. So, Gore did not win the presidency. Bush did.
No surprise.
And Bush was a conservative. So this liberal judge, he was like, oh, God, I was going to retire when Gore was president. So now he's stuck, and he had to stay in for 8 more years.
Whew.
Well, now he's finally got Obama as a justice. And he was going to retire... And then another guy retired first. Or a chick retired. I forgot which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
So now this guy's finally going to retire because there's finally a Democrat president, a liberal president. So he knows that the president could put a like-minded judge on the bench.
So what decisions do they actually have on law?
Well, this is the Supreme Court. I mean, they are they're the final say, and their job is to figure out whether laws are constitutionally they come up with constitutional rulings.
So the equivalent over here of the Old Bailey, where the main big trials normally take place and laws can be written.
No, what it is you know, you go to a regular trial,
mm-hmm.
and then if you want to appeal it, you go to an appellate court.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a federal appeal. You know what I mean? There's different appeals. The final word, is the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court doesn't hear every case. They only convene so often. And what it is they hear cases, they are argued upon, and then they write a ruling. And a lot of times, it will be whether or not something is constitutional or whether or not something is unconstitutional.
Okay.
All right? Like, they rule on and these are major cases, because what they do is they basically will rule on something, and they're ruling, and they make their ruling based on their opinion in their in what their interpretation of the Constitution of the United States is. So basically, when they make a ruling, they make an opinion and says, this is why we find for this side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they explain it as to why it is either constitutional or unconstitutional. And then the side that loses will do a dissenting opinion.
Okay.
All right. So I mean, our Supreme Court's pretty important, because our Supreme Court basically makes laws by interpreting existing laws. If that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. But with that in mind, why have someone that old in charge?
Because it is an appointment for life. When you are appointed to the Supreme Court, you are appointed for life.
So surely him being 90 years old.
You cannot be fired off of the Supreme Court.
So being 90 years old must have affected his ability to perform his duties, though.
The thing is he wanted to retire when he was like 80.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden he waited to retire, then he was 80, because he thought that the liberals would win. And all of a sudden he's 82 years old and the liberals lost. And then he's like, oh, God, I got to be here for 8 more years.
So is he in diapers near the end?
No, this guy's actually, for being 90, he's very clear-headed. But I think it gets to a point where the guy's like, hey, you know what, I just want to retire and live my life. You know, I'm sick of working. You get to be 90 years old, you don't want to work at 90.
Oh, no.
But these judges get stuck in it. So he had to wait, and then he finally got a liberal president, and he can step away, and in hopes that Obama will appoint someone else who is like-minded in his views. So it's a pretty big time in the United States, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, you need to decide who's making the judgment, so what laws are good and bad and how to interpret them.
Well,
so, of course, important time.
Whoever he names, they're going to be a Supreme Court justice for many, many years. And this is, you know,
it's going to affect you and everyone else in the country.
Absolutely. This is a big thing. Mm-hmm. So have we heard about it this weekend?
Nope. I wouldn't think so.
All we heard about was Tiger Woods. Absolutely.
Well, he didn't win anyway. Can we just get over it?
We heard about Tiger Woods. They covered Tiger Woods every single shot. Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods.
I think he came back too quick. Now that he realized he's not that good at the moment, he said, oh, well, I'm not coming back for a while now. I'm leaving it out.
And then today Tiger Woods is over.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start talking about the nominees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Conan O'Brien has announced he is going back to television.
I read about this today.
Conan is coming back, but he's not coming back to a network. Everybody assumed he was going to Fox. I assumed he had a deal with Fox lined up before he even agreed to leave NBC.
You would line yourself up another network.
Right? No.
That would make sense.
It is not the case. I guess Fox was dragging their feet. Conan O'Brien got sick of them dragging their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, screw it. He signed a deal with TBS today.
So what are they? Could you explain what
TBS
they are?
TBS is a basic, it's on basic cable.
Okay, so it's a free channel.
No, it's not free. It's a pay. It's a cable channel, but
mm-hmm.
but it's one of the, it's a, even though it's on cable, mm-hmm. I mean, almost everybody has. If you have cable, you have TBS.
Oh, well, it's not such a bad move, right. If that's the case.
Well, it's not bad because of this. TBS has grown in, not viewers, but for people who have it, they've grown. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of people, his demographic, okay? His demographic is people between, you know, 25 and 40. That's really who they want. And the mm-hmm. amount of those people, the percentage of those people who have TBS is really, really big.
Okay.
So it works for him. Plus, TBS is going to give him the freedom to do what he wants. They're going to give him a good time slot. They currently have George Lopez running on TBS.
Mm-hmm.
And Lopez runs from 11 p.m. Eastern, which is 10 p.m. my time.
Okay.
To 11 p.m. my time. They're going to move George Lopez to midnight or 11 o'clock my time.
Okay. So this sounds like a shrewd move. I don't really know the station, like
so
I said. But
Lopez tonight is going to move to midnight every night, and Conan O'Brien will start working at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That's 10 o'clock my time. Starting in November. Here's the interesting part of the story that I thought was good. Conan was on, and they wanted to bring Jay Leno back and move Conan,
mm-hmm.
which caused the whole big thing. You know, it's like it's unfair to Conan by moving him, and now Conan's basically moving out George Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
But in making the announcement, TBS announced immediately, as did George Lopez, that before they even talked to Conan O'Brien, they went to George Lopez and they said, George, listen, we want to bring in Conan O'Brien. But if you're not willing to move, we're not even going to talk to him. And George,
well, that was nice.
And George Lopez said, are you kidding? I could have Conan O'Brien on in front of me? And they said, yeah. And George Lopez said, wait a minute, nobody's watching my show. But you're going to put Conan O'Brien on in front of me. And then everyone who tunes into Conan will watch me. They go, yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a rub.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Oh, yeah.
So they told Conan what was going on. And Conan said, well, I don't want to move George out. And they said, no, no, no. George is cool with it. And then George and Conan said, I'm not signing anything until I talk to George. George Lopez called Conan O'Brien
mm-hmm.
and said, get over here. I want you here. I want you on in front of me because all your viewers will stay on and watch my show.
Makes sense.
So, I guess it's a done deal. And then Conan signed it. I guess it's a done deal.
Cool.
Not bad.
It works out well for both the company and the Mr. Lopez, I think.
So, TBS is available in 100.4 million of the nation's 114.9 million homes.
That's a lot of TVs.
So, he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him. Once again,
certainly beats Fox.
More interesting than talking about Supreme Court nominee.
Yep.
Yeah,
well, that affects your life, Ray. What you don't realize is that you know, Coco affects your life.
Hey, listen, I love Conan. I like Conan O'Brien.
I don't like the name Coco.
I think he's great.
I watched Conan O'Brien's last show. It was really good.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. Entertainment value was good.
In other big news, Gully.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview with the Australian TV show Today Tonight, Bombshell McGee. You know who? Do you know who Bombshell McGee is, Gully?
Stamp tramp on the forehead, perhaps?
Yes, she is, as Tina Fey describes, she looks like a dirtbag's binder from high school.
She looks like a... what's that punk it?
Covered in just grimy-looking doodle tattoos, if you ask me. It looks like someone doodled on her. It does. It looks like a stoner who has roach clips in his hair doodled on her. That's what she looks like. She was on the Australian TV show Today Tonight. And while she was on the TV show, she said she had a message for Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
And her message was, "I'm sorry." She says, "Sandra, I'm sorry for your embarrassment. I'm sorry all this is public. I'm sorry for everything." She says, "I feel bad for Sandra Bullock. I want to give her a heartfelt apology." Oh, God. Isn't that nice?
Why doesn't she get sorry tattooed on her face?
I think she does. Oh, no, that's right. She'll have to take off the swastikas.
She'll have no room.
In order to do that, she'd have to remove the swastikas.
She could tattoo the inside of a lip with sorry.
Oh, well.
That might work.
So, she did apologize. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
That's a little bit too late for that, though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Come on. It's not like Sandra Bullock's going to ring her up and say, "Oh, I accept your apology."
She's apologizing in Australia.
Yep. The other side of the world. That's going to help.
Let's see. Here's something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ice deposits of at least 6 feet thick can be found in some small craters on the moon. Studies are released today showing more evidence of water on both the moon and Mars. The second study suggested that ice has recently melted and refrozen on Mars.
Wow.
Studies add to the political and scientific debate about how to best explore our solar system and universe with missions that include human crews or experiments using robots and remote surveys.
Cool.
Now, last month, President Obama said he was going to cancel the Constellation program to return astronauts to the moon after reviewing the $108 billion program was underfunded. And according to his review, it wasn't going to meet. It was already off track to meet its goals. And Obama's people said that it would end up costing hundreds of millions of dollars or hundreds of billions of dollars. And that's why they were going to cancel it. But now these people are saying, "Listen, there is water. There is water, the foundation of life. It's on the moon. It's on Mars." They think water's everywhere now.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's obvious that there is life under the planets.
Well, I mean, why did it take them so long? Why does it take them so long to find this?
Well, because they're running out of money and they want some more.
That's what the timing sure is suspect, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so. But these scientists are smart. They can pull the wool over our eyes and we wouldn't even know it.
Yeah. Not according to Sarah Palin.
she would know.
She says scientists are nothing but snake oil salesmen.
Well, that's intelligence for you right there. Yeah.
Oh,
she couldn't even hold up her own job. What's she commenting on scientists for?
I don't know.
The brains of the USA there. I don't know if you've seen the link of the story that I sent you.
There's
an interesting story from, like, literally the school that is very close to where I live.
What is happening at this school?
A trainee, this is the ultimate fantasy to anyone who ever went to school, and I'm not sure why this teacher is in trouble, but a trainee teacher at a public school had sex with a 16-year-old pupil after she got him drunk on cider.
Oh,
Liverpool
Lord.
Crown Court had heard.
So she had a 16-year-old what, come to her house or what?
Well, she's Hannah McIntyre, 25. Okay, she's not the nicest-looking woman in the world.
Oh, see.
But if you're in school and you're 16, you know, come on.
Hey, let me tell you something. She's not that good looking. She's not that good looking. The American teachers who are sleeping with their students, they're attractive. Mm-hmm. We've actually got attractive women teachers sleeping with students here. I mean, not to brag.
Well, this the best thing is, now, she lives around the corner from where I live, literally like five minutes away. And when the alleged victim followed her in the bedroom, this is what she said to get in court yesterday. She said she sat on the bed and made sex noises as a joke to his friends in the living room. So she said she just sat on the bed and made sex noises.
She says they weren't really doing anything.
No, they were just making sex noises in the bedroom instead of actually doing it.
Hey, speaking of sex, you want to know who had sex?
Who?
You want to know who had sex?
Go on.
Oprah Winfrey and John Tesh.
Who's that? The last person? I know
John
Oprah Winfrey.
Tesh. John Tesh is, how do you describe John Tesh? He's one of these people that is famous for no apparent reason.
Okay.
But he was on Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he also plays piano or something.
So he's like the guy from TMZ.
Yeah, he's famous for no apparent reason.
Yeah, okay, I get you.
But John Tesh, there's a new book coming out on Oprah Winfrey by author Kitty Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is coming out, and in the book, okay, in the book she claims, Kitty Kelly claims it, Oprah Winfrey had an affair or had sex or whatever, dated John Tesh.
So is he like butt ugly? Because Oprah Winfrey's not that nice.
And then John Tesh today confirmed it. It was 40 years ago. Which, by the way, I think it was less than that. It was 30 some odd years ago. They were working in Nashville, Tennessee. They were both reporters for a Nashville TV station. They dated for a short time while they both worked together.
Okay.
Tesh, who's 47 years old, the born-again Christian, is married to actress Connie Selica. He admits he did have relations with Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, meanwhile, refuses to comment. Well, that would make you feel bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, someone has actually poked the big O.
Well, but I'm just saying, wouldn't that make you feel bad?
Yeah.
Like, I would feel bad.
She might as well have just said, I've left 50 on the dresser for you.
If somebody who I used to be with becomes famous, all right,
mm-hmm.
and I don't make it public, but somebody else makes it public, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else makes it public, and they say, well, I used to have sex with Ray Lytle back when we were both single.
Uh-huh.
And someone goes to me and they say, is this true? And I would say, well, listen, this is not something I talk about, but yes, it is true. You know.
I wouldn't deny it.
Okay, I wouldn't deny it. Yeah, you don't deny it. You say, well, yeah, it's not. I don't make a big deal about it, but yeah, we did. So it was a long time ago, and it was nice to get no bad feelings towards the person. We had a good time. We moved on.
Yep.
And then they go to ask the famous person, or the more famous person in John Tesh's case. And then they say, is it true? And the person goes, no comment. What, you feel horrible?
Yep.
It's like, come on, seriously?
Maybe he wasn't that good.
Well, I mean, seriously, you know.
That's all going in the next book, right? That's what it is.
Terrible.
That's going in a number one bestseller now. Someone filled the big O. That's what it's going to be called.
Unbelievable.
Good old Oprah.
Poor John Tesh. John Tesh, by the way, although he's been, although he was a TV host for many years, the single most successful thing John Tesh did money-wise is he wrote, this is interesting, he wrote the NBA basketball theme when he worked for NBC.
That's got to be a money spinner.
It was the NBA basketball team that did the...
He must get royalties.
And he got royalties from that. And to this day, they occasionally use that. Wow.
That's a little learner.
He also wrote the newer Olympic theme.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Seriously, though, is it like that over there? Do you know the Olympics, the London Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
And every second story is about the Olympics over here. Oh, really? Who gives a crap?
Yeah,
I'm English.
We don't hear about anything. Because you guys have the Olympics come in when?
2012.
Yeah. So it's 2 years away. Are you serious?
And it's always on the news. There's always something about the Olympics. And it's like, the Olympics will be brought to you live in HD, 3D, and all this. I really don't care about some masculine woman throwing a giant spear across a field. I really, really don't care. I would go and see the high diving. I'm trying to get a ticket to watch, you know, with the high diving where there's a chance they can, like, do a forward backflip and whack the face on the board. I would like to see that. I'd like to be the one person that gets to see that.
Are you sure it's 2012? I thought it was like 2016 or something.
It's 2012.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Because they've nearly finished building stuff.
See, but the good thing about that is after when they build those big stadiums and stuff for the Olympics, you get to use them afterwards.
Well, they want to turn one of them into a mega mosque for the Muslims, but that was quickly played down. 50,000 Muslims all praying to Allah on rugs.
I don't know if it's good.
That's not such a good idea.
But get them all fired up in one place. I mean, I got nothing wrong. I got nothing against Muslims, but...
I'll be honest, though, in that 50, particular area... 50,000
pissed off ones.
In that particular part of London, they could fill it three times over because it's overrun with Muslims. There's no, there's many other types of people
living there,
to be honest.
There's nothing wrong with being Muslim.
No, of course not, but, you know, mega mosque, 50,000 people all playing to Allah, you know, it's a
extreme ones, you'd hate to get the extreme ones having some kind of, you know.
Imagine how hard it would be to find out which rug is yours in the mosque.
It reminds me, speaking of radical, we're not speaking of radicals when we say Muslims, but I did say extremists. Speaking of extreme Muslims, did you hear what Al-Qaeda said? Al-Qaeda says they are going to definitely bomb the World Cup in South Africa. As they call it, South Africa.
South Africa.
South Africa.
I think it's the worst thing we've got to worry about. Never mind any Muslim terrorists. We've got to worry about the South Africans. It's absolutely insane over there.
So, anyway, all these sites in Africa that are supposed to have the supposed to have the World Cup, they're afraid that Al-Qaeda operatives might bomb it or try to destroy it. Oh, my God, that's all we need. Is Africa looking like a shithole?
Well, the 1 year, year where they...
Oh, no.
The 1 year...
How would they be able to tell the difference?
Yeah, well, it does look like a bomb has hit it several times. But the 1 year that England have a chance of winning the World Cup, a really serious chance,
listen,
it's going to get blown up.
We actually have a chance. The United States actually has a chance of making it to the second round.
Yeah, you could definitely progress in that.
What I mean? We actually could... who is it? It's in our pool.
It's us.
U.S., England, I can't remember who else is in it.
No, neither can I, because they're insignificant and they'll get beat.
But the top two get to move on, right?
Yeah.
I think the USA could beat the other two.
There's a high chance you can if you're as fit as
he
was in the last
World
Cup.
I'll be honest. There's a chance we can give England a run for its money. If we could tie England and beat the other two, we've advanced.
Well, if Wayne Rooney used to play for Everton, but I actually hate him because he moved to Manchester United. But nevertheless, if he's fit and the form he's been on this this season so far, when he's actually been fit, has been amazing. If we can get him fit, you have got no chance. He is a one-man wrecking crew.
He plays one game and goes out, if I'm not mistaken.
No. That was last time. At this time, if he stays injury-free...
Yeah, but he's injured now. Class. Rooney's injured now.
Yeah, it's only a couple of weeks. He'll be out for...
All right.
He'll be in time for the World Cup.
But, so they're saying they're going to, you know... But here's the luck of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We actually go to the second round. Some weird fluke happens.
Mm-hmm.
To where we actually get to make... it, where, like, if we win a game, we get to go to the Final Four or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States will be beat... Like, the U.S. will be beating England. Or they'll be tied. U.S. and England will be tied. 2-2. Mm-hmm. 2-2, clock running out. United States and England for the championship. One of us is mm-hmm. finally going to win it, Gully.
Okay.
We're in extra time. Extra time. The game's about to end any second. We don't even know how much is left. So exciting. People are screaming. They're going nuts. Largest, mm-hmm. largest global audience ever watching soccer. They're watching from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ball goes to the corner. It's popped out. Oh, my God. Landon Donovan with a breakaway. Landon Donovan with a breakaway. It's mm-hmm. just Landon Donovan and the goalie. All he's got to do is beat the goalie.
Okay.
He rears his foot back. He's swinging his foot forward. He's about to kick the ball. He kicks okay. it. Oh, my God. It doesn't look like the goalie's going to get it. It's going to go through the...
And that's the end. And they've leveled it. But you know what's good, right? You'll be able to watch the whole of the leveling of the ground in 3D. Isn't that nice? You'll be able to watch the bodies flying towards the camera in 3D.
Isn't that wonderful? Alright, we gotta get out of here. Alright, as Gully says, this has been a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants Monday show.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, but Cubs home opener. You can't expect me to actually plan for the show, please. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Appreciate it. We're back tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Central. Tell your friends. Thank you, Mr. Gully. Tell everybody goodbye. Later, everybody. We're back tomorrow for more 3D loving. Bye-bye.